clouds in the sky where they carry the ghost.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tyson and Indy presenting your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Year 7 student Flynn Goddard has been hiding tiny plastic ducks in nooks and crannies all over Brisbane City since 2022. Goddard said, quote, "We originally ordered 100 ducks to hide around at my school for my last year of primary, but we got 2,000 ducks instead. We decided we would hide them around the shops during the holidays." Goddard started the Facebook page Random Acts of Duckiness for recording his ducks' adventures around the city and started to receive photos from other children who had discovered the ducks.
Held at the Tivoli on Wednesday night and set for a special ABC TV broadcast this weekend, the Australian Women in Music Awards honours those with many successful years in the industry and little recognition. Artistic Excellence Award recipients Vika and Linda Bull have a game-changing musical career spanning three decades. At the podium, Linda said, quote, "I'm absolutely gobsmacked because the only thing I've ever won is a diving trophy." The awards ceremony celebrates women from all backgrounds in an industry where their achievements are often overshadowed by male counterparts. It will be available to stream on ABC iView tonight from 8 p.m. and broadcast on ABC TV this Saturday, September 30th at 4 p.m.
In national news, the Australian Defence Force's MRH-90 Taipan helicopters involved in the crash killing four defence personnel in Queensland during the military exercise and has had well-documented concerns about its airworthiness. Defence Minister Richard Marles confirmed the Taipans will not return to flying operation before the planned withdrawal date of December 2024 and will be replaced with Black Hawks. Mr. Marles said, quote, "The government's priority was the safety and well-being of our people and continues to support the families of the four soldiers who lost their lives earlier this year and the broader defence community."
The final supermoon of 2023 will rise tonight. A colloquial term for when there's a full moon at the same time the moon is closest to Earth, the skies have been illuminated by four supermoons this year, two in August alone. According to Perth Observatory's Matt Woods, the best time to view this harvest moon is 6:30 p.m. due to the abundance of moonlight in the early evening. Both Saturn and Jupiter will also be visible as bright adjacent spots. Astrology lovers won't be over the moon knowing they'll have to wait a whole year for the next supermoon on September 18, 2024, so make sure you're looking to the heavens tonight.
In international news, a gunman opened fire at Erasmus University Medical Centre and a home in Rotterdam, Netherlands, killing a 39-year-old woman and her 14-year-old daughter and a 46-year-old teacher. Police stormed the hospital where the man had previously attended as a student and arrested him on the centre's helipad. The gunman had been known to law enforcement, according to Rotterdam's chief prosecutor, and he had also been convicted in 2021 for animal abuse.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.
This one goes out to Emily, who subscribed for the first time, grabbed an extra 4zzz bumper sticker and made a $5 donation.